We are in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Yudayim. Ein Zorich Lishpoich Mikois HaMikadosh Lekoisos Yayin Shelifnei HaMesubim Elim Kein Hoyu Gumim. Now, the Mechaber speaking about, the minig was, one person made Kiddush, and everyone else had kaisers in front of them with wine. And Rabbi Eliashib says that this is speaking about that each kais had a revius. So Reuven made Kiddush on his kais. We have 10 people listening to Reuven's Kiddush, and they have kaisers in front of them. So the Mechaber is saying, Ein Zorich Lishpoich Mikais HaMekadosh LeKaisis Yayin Shelifnei HaMesubim, because they were Yaitzer with his Kiddush. They had their kaisers in front of them. So Skihilu, they said Kiddush over their kaisers. Al Tzaloch of Shemei HaKoine. So there's no problem. He'll make Kiddush, and then they'll drink from their kaisers, and he'll drink from his kais. Revius, he says Revius, Rabbi Eliashib. Elim Kain Hoyu Gumim. But if the wine in their kaisers was Togum, that means the wine in their kaisers, someone had drunk from their wine before. So now their wine is pogum. So they are drinking from a kais pogum, which is not so mehudadik. Sha'os torich lishpoich lechol kais v'kais. Then the Mekadesh, who does not have a kais pogum, so he should pour into each kais of theirs, kidei sheyishtu kulam mikais she'einai pogum, that each one of them should have the capability of drinking from a kais she'einai pogum. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let us see first the Pei Gimel, then we'll come back to Pei Beis. Pei Gimel, kidei sheyishtu kulam, va'av al gav dishtiyas kol ha-mesubim loy ma'akvo, and if they don't drink, what'll be? The yaitzev, if he drinks amaloy lugmav, kidla'el b'siv yudalit, mikol mokim, mitzveh lechadchilem, sheyishtu mikois she'einai pogum. But the mitzveh lechadchilem that they should drink from a kois she'einai pogum. Fine. So therefore, in order that their kaisers should be einai pogum, he pours into their kais. And he's misakin their kais. Now let us see the previous Mishnah Berurah. Sha'oz tzorich lishpoich, hainu koidem sheyishta hamevorech. That means if he wants to be misakin their kais, so if he'll drink from the kais, so now his kais is also pogum, so he will not accomplish anything by pouring from his kais into their kaises. So therefore, before he drinks, he pours into their kais. Now, let us see the Sharetzion Pei Test. That is when he wants to be misakin their kais. Ulshe shoytin kulam mikais shel broche. What if they don't have special kaises? They are all drinking from his kais shel broche. That means Reuven made Kiddush on his guys. Reuven drank Amalei Lugma from his guys. Now he wants to give the other people that they should be Tayyim from the Kaishel Baruch. Now there is a problem, but it's Pogum already. He drank from this guys. So the Sharetin says this is not true. So that is considered that they're drinking from a kosher ine pogum. Tachshuvim ki mekadish gufem. If they're drinking from his kais, so just like he himself, when he's drinking from this kais, we consider it's he did not drink from a kais pogum, even though his drinking makes it pogum, but it's not pogum for the drinker, the one who's drinking from the kais. So whoever will drink from his kais, it is not considered he's drinking from a kais pogum. The rat is a shayfer, mi kaisai le kaisom, bainin sheyishper kaidem sheyishta ba'atzmaim. But if they are drinking from their kaises, and he wants to be misakin their kais, so then he has to make sure that he pours into their kais before and they, he drinks from the kais. What? That would not be a hefsek in the bracha, since it's a tzorech. Yes. If there's 50 people there, they speak about that. So then, by the time we'll come out, he'll start drinking. Just one second. So now I like to say over a few Piskei Halachos on this din. Rabbi Yashim says, Im yesh l'kol echot kois shal revius lefonov, each one has a kois that's holding a revius, nashav ki'ilu kichu al koisom, that each one made Kiddush on their kais, they heard him make Kiddush, they have a kais lifneihem. So this is a kais shel broche. A kais shel broche is very choshev. V'toyamim mi kais shel broche. Uchshemunach lifnei ha-mekadish kama kaises. But if you have a lot of kaises lifnei ha-mekadish, Loi Choshim Klum. That's nothing. Because in order for it to be considered a Kosh Shal Brochem, that has to mean by each person that Reuven said Kiddush and Shimon has a Kosh in front of him, so it's, we consider Shimon is also saying Kiddush. He didn't say, well, Shimei Kaina, he is saying Kiddush. So Shimon has a kais in front of him, and Shimon is saying Kiddush with his ears. So Shimon's kais is a kais shel brocha. But if Shimon has no kaises, and in front of Reuven there's 20 kaises, so B'yashim says these 20 kaises are not a kais shel brocha. Finished. One thing. Well, he has 20 kaises in front of him, and he'll give them the 20 kaises. We'll see in a minute. He'll give them the 20 kaises after Kiddush. So these 20 kaises never became a kais shel brocha, because it's, he's holding his kais. They're not, they don't have their kais in front of them. So standing on the table, what's not a kais shel brocha? What? No, he has to give them, not a tnai, he gives them by the Kiddush. That's Rabbi Eliashiv. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, we'll come back to Rabbi Eliashiv soon. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, as follows, L'chatchile, the most, if one wants to be toyim from the tois shel kiddush, the l'chatchile is that he should drink from the tois, the Mekadesh, and he should pass down the kais, and that's this Mishnah Brura, and they're all drinking from the kais shel kiddush, it's a kais shel brocha. And there's no problem of pogime, because this kais that he drank from is not called a kais pogel. Oh no, that's very good if you have a husband and a wife and children, so they don't feel uncomfortable by drinking from his kais. Fine. So then you have everyone is toying from a kais shabrach. Omnom sheyesh oichem, but what if you have guests? So then they'll feel uncomfortable to drink from the kais that he drank from. So then he says, Yishmoy Chilen Achel Shemikadish. So he makes Kiddush. Before and after he makes Kiddush, Koidim Sheshoises Hayayin, Lekoishelahem, Vahim Yechalku Beineya. So that means, but we'll see, he's not saying a posha to sing. He means they have empty cases, they don't have anything, and we'll have the two people that want to be yaitu with his kiddush. So he made kiddush. So before he drinks, he'll pour into Reuven's kais, into Shimon's kais. Reuven etum the kais abrocha. Shimon etum the kais abrocha. Then he'll drink, and they're drinking in Shalom al Yisrael. But that is very good. If there's only a Reuven in the Shimon, and after he pours out into Reuven's kais and Shimon's kais, he still has a revius in his kais, because we have before a Magen Avraham, you have to be tayim from a kais shel revius. So if he had in front of him a kais that has a revius and a half, he poured out for Reuven and Shimon, then he still has a revius in his kais, then he drinks. They drink on Shalom al Yisrael. Fine. Ubimokim sheyesh oichim merubim. Then he has a problem. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a problem. There's oichim merubim. So if he's going to start pouring into each empty kais, he won't end up with a revius. So then the only eta he had, Yishtahu Tchile, he should drink first from his kais, V'yisaken acha kachas ha-kais ha-pgume b'tais v'syayim, then he should give them. He can pour in, then he can pour into the kais. And the Piskei Tshuvis says perhaps a little better, that it would be better if he pours the misak in this kais and then pour it back into the bottle. Now you have a bottle full that has in it kais shel brocha, and then you can give from the bottle to everybody. Now, this the Piskei Tshuvis was mechadish. Piskei Tshuvis mechadish to pour from the kais shel brocha into the bottle and Shalom al Yisrael. So it seems that the bottle, since it has in it from the kais shel brocha, it's good. And you now can pour from the bottle into their kaises. That's what the Piskei Tshuvis says. Rav Shlomo, one second. Rav Shlomo Zalman, why didn't he think of the Seitzer? Rav Shlomo Zalman only, he wanted the kais shel brocha, so there's a lot of people and he can pour before him. So Shlomo Zalman says, so pour into the kais shel brocha with misak in the kais, and that's it. I say, for Rav Shlomo Zalman, he didn't have have this ache. Either you pour before you drink from the kais, or else you pour into the kais and you give them from this kais. That's the sense of Shlomo Zalman. So the chayre, what we do in shul, is only according to Piskei Tshuvos, it makes sense. According to them, it seems it doesn't accomplish anything. Now, it is very, very interesting. Rabbi Eliashiv speaks about what to do, and I really don't understand what he means to say, but he says as follows. He says, the kais shel broche is only the wine that the broche was made out of. You pour in some more wine into the kais, and that's not kais shel broche. Kais shel broche is only the wine that the kiddush was made out of. Fine. So I really don't understand. Naniach, it's only the wine that the kiddush was made on. But there's a klal in Mashke, we say, yesh bilim. That means if I have a gallon of a liquid and I pour in a little bit into this gallon, so I say it mixes up, it gets mixed up completely, and in every drop I consider I have a mashu of that what I poured in. That's the din of yesh bilim. Bilim, beis yud lamed hay. It gets mixed up completely. I don't say it's in one place. It gets completely mixed up. What?
The micro drop.
That's right, a micro drop and everything. So, l'chayre, al tzeklal of yesh bilim, I think there would be a good eitim. That would be the most practical eitim to after you make kiddush, to pour a little bit in a kais. That's right, the kais in front of you was not a kais shel broche, that I'll be in the near. But if you pour a little bit into that kais, al tzedin of yesh bilim, it should help. Rabbi Yashiv doesn't seem to hold of this, and Shlomo Zalman also doesn't seem to hold of it. The Piskei Tshuvos seems to hold like this. He says, it's an Indian to pour after you misaken the kais, to pour it back into the bottle, and you use this bottle have the yayin of Kiddush and for Abdullah, and it's a big Indian that will have the kais shel broche.
Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't understand. Point my toes, or you take an end of the toes, bring it to a bottle. Really,
No. If you're adding into the koi, so this is still the koi shall block it. There's only a problem. You want to be stogum, you want to pour to someone else. So the wine you are pouring in is misakin the koi. The wine you are pouring in is not koi shall block it. But the wine you have in the kais is kais shel broche, and then you're giving them from kais shel broche, and it's not a yayin pogum. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman's eitzah was. The other eitzah was you pour before. To pour somehow into different wine, he didn't, for some reason, he didn't hold of it. Oh, Rabbi, if you have a Rabbi, it's wine. Rav Nissen Karelet, one
second. What?
Yeah. If you have a kais of a revius in front of you when he's making kiddush, that's gebaldik. Then you can drink it and then you can give it to your wife. It's no problem. That's gebaldik. That is gebaldik. Oh, they give kais, it's gebaldik. That's gebaldik. Well, that's nichemode. That's nichemode, dick. That's considered, that's mamash din in Shulchan Aruch. Abi Nissen Karel says you don't need a revius. Rabbi Eliashiv says you don't. If you have a kais with a revius, Layla, Layla. So that's called you make Yiddish. The small bottle, where's the small bottle of wine? In front of each one. Okay.
But everyone will have that review in front of them, or if they have it.
No. This is the Rebbe Yashin says. I'm listening to Karel, and somehow he says you don't need a Rebbeus, but the most important thing you think would be to have a Rebbeus. That would be the ideal thing, that's right. That would really be an ideal thing. 100%. That's right, that's right. You have enough places to pay some out. A Rebbeus that can cut, okay, ain't a Hanami. Okay, last week we had a shaila. Last week, yeah, okay, but it should be not a 6 ounce glass. You can have a 5 ounce glass. Okay, whatever it is. No, you need a Rebbeus. You need a Rebbeus. It's considered that. That fine. Ein Reish Beis Aleise Yayim Mekatchen Uboi Yud Sifin. Ein Mekatchen Al Yayin Sherechoi Ra. Now let us know what we are speaking about. We are speaking about as follows. There was wine in a barrel. And the barrel, and it's very good wine, but the barrel did not have a good odor. It had a bad odor. Fine. And the wine was in the barrel, so when you pour this wine into your kais, you can have a mu'udadika wine, but the reyach of the barrel, which is a bad odor, is with the wine. So Mamela, so Ein Mekachim Al Yayim Sharechoi Ra. That means the Reyach is not from the wine. You have very expensive wine, but it was in a barrel that has a terrible Reyach. Av Al Gav, the Reyachai, the Taimei Chamro. That means even though the wine alone there's a reyach of wine, and it tastes like wine, but since it was toilet a reyach rab from the barrel, so this is also the Kiddush. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. But if it was Rebbe Shas Maisi, it's a possible the Kiddush. Ein mekachin, afilu ein lo yayin ache. It doesn't have another wine. Afilu b'diyavud im Kiddush. Mashma medivrei aramba. Now, Rabbi Kevege, let's explain what's happening over here. Rabbi Kevege held that the problem is, since it has this bad reyach, maybe it doesn't have a shame wine. It has this bad reyach. So therefore, so by Kiddush Halayla, you need wine. So good. But by Havdalah, Chamar Medina is also good. So maybe it has the din of Chamar Medina because it doesn't have a shemis of wine because of the reyach that lingers with it. But maybe it says the din of Chamar Medina. Maybe not. Well, just 1 second. You see, not yet. Ravul b'diavad, yeah. I'm b'chadushi ha-b'kevegish ha-mistapik b'zeh. V'li nire poshut adobo l'yisrael. I don't have any suffix. Kivin shatamu mishum akriveyu no lefecho secho. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the reason that this is possible, would you give such a wine to another mchoshuv? Would you give this wine to a king? You'd be embarrassed to give it to a king. So for a king, you wouldn't give it. And for the Rabbi Nishon, he made Kiddush on it. So therefore, that's why it's possible. So if the reason it's possible is because you wouldn't give it to another mchoshuv, so then the Chofetz Chaim says there's no difference of Kiddush or Abdullah. Achakach Matsasi, the Bilke Yosef Shekosov came to Shem Sefer Beis Yehudin, who poshet to Adin ala Sheikho, Sheikho Iram, if you'll have beer, and there was also in the receptacle that it was toilet from this receptacle. Abed Reyach, a Mekachin, you can't be Mekadish. Shereicho Rav, Dr. Mishneh Brure, Hainu, Shemasriach Tzas. It has a bad odor. Machmash Shemunach Bechli Mos. It was lying in a keli that was Mos. And then that's why it's also the Kiddush. Ra'am to the Vorchim Ola Boyer Priya Goffin. You can make a Boyer Priya Goffin on it. It is wine. After Lahochi, the Kaddish also, Mishum Akriveyu No, Lefecho Secho. Now, let's go further. The loy al yayin megulev. One is not permitted to make kiddush on yayin megulev. Yayin megulev means the wine was uncovered. We'll speak about this soon. What? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. What? Proceed. Afilu ha'idna, even though now the loikab dina nagilui, bisman chazal they were makbed on gilui. Then it was a sakonem, if he had uncovered wine that was exposed to the elements, there was a sakone to drink from this wine because snakes used to drink from it and they left the poison in it. Afilo ha'idna the loikav dinen agilui bismaneinu we are not makvid angilui bismaneinu nechoshim anat shriyach afilo ha'chi it is also. Now why is a shmuz? But let us see now the Mishneh Berurah. The loy kabdinin agilui. Why are we not makvid angilui? Mishum she'ein mitsuyin etzleinu nechoshim. Because we don't have snakes, so we're not makvid angilui. Afilo hochi. Also, mishum akriveyu no lefecho secho. But when you give this wine to a shah, we'll see in a minute. We have to go a little further. Miu, im omad shah mu'etes megule, if it was only a small period of time megule, Ein lahakvid ha'idne, then you don't have to be makvid now. Now there's no snake. You don't have to be makvid. Rosman shaloi nomar tamoy v'reichoy, as long as the tam and the reyach did not get spoiled from that that was not... One second. One? So, Lamaise, if you tasted it later, we'll see in a minute. If you know that the tam and the reich was spoiled, so then he not yoitze. We'll stop here. What? It didn't leave it. It didn't, it means that usually if you have wine that is open, so the reyach, the good reyach, leaves it, and the tam leaves it, it evaporates somehow, the tam and the reyach. Safa pikein, it is mutter. Now, we have to understand this halacha. We have here a halacha, the Mechaber says, that even though we're not makbid dan gilui, there's no nechoshim, but it's also actually very nolay. Would you give this to Asar? So Kain say, well, why not? Why wouldn't I give it to Asar? I mean, what's wrong with it? So now there are a few mahalchim. Rabbi Eliashiv seems to say that the reason is if you have wine that is exposed, the taste goes away. It loses its freshness and it loses its taste. And that is Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. I mean, even though the time of Gilui is not applicable Bismaneinu, we don't have Nechoshim, But you wouldn't give this wine if it was left open for a long period of time because it doesn't taste good. It has an inferior taste, an inferior layer. Fine. Now we're talking about abstract zmanim. When is it called? When is it? So Rabbi Eliashiv said, till an hour, it's good. After it was open, they left open an hour. After an hour, it's no good. Number one. That's one halacha from Rabbi Eliashiv. We'll see other shiurim soon. And then Rabbi Eliashiv says one more thing, which others also say. What if this wine was in a closet or in a refrigerator, not closed? So he said there's no problem. The whole problem is if it's in an open area, if it's in a closed area, even though you had in the refrigerator, call me name, it's no din of Megula. That's what Rabbi Yashim says. Now, they bring down from the Ktois HaShulchan another shir. The shir mu'et is mutter. Rabbi Yashim says the shir is an hour. He says another shir. The Ktois HaShulchan. He says the shir, he says, can even be more than an hour. And I'll bring you a raya. She brings a very interesting raya. He says, Pesach by night, you pour the second case, and then you say, a whole agoda to go all Yisrael. Now, how long does that take? Take 1 hour, 2 hours. And the case is there the whole time. And then the wine on that case, you need kosher wine. If it's kosher, then this is from the Dalit cases. You need, there's the same thing over there. Hakim no lefecho secho. So he says, so the al kaponim, the shear, it takes to say, for money standard to go, you soil, that's called a shear muet, and that's mutter. So if it was as long as that time, it's mutter. That's what he says. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I wish to disagree with you. He says, that's not cold. That's Yayim Megula. He says, let's say like this. A person will make Kiddush ala kais. But for him to say Kiddush, it takes an hour for him to say Kiddush. So after he finishes the kiddush, he'll tap him on the shoulder. Rabid, it's Yayin Megula. I got news for you. So he says, the whole din of Yayin Megula is, you're not allowed to make kiddush on Yayin Megula. But because man, you're in the process of making the kiddush, there's no din of Yayin Megula. That is the din of making kiddush. But never was, the din is, you're not allowed to start with Yayin Megula. But when you're making the kiddush, the zichon of psul Megula. So he disagrees with the Ktois HaShulchan. He says, the din is, you have to say, Hagodah ala kois. It's just like the din kiddush ala kois is the din Hagodah ala kois. So if you have to say, Hagodah ala kois, so I thought it was good wine, and I'm saying to God, Allah Christ. So he says, you can't bring a guy from the Seder. And Oz Nidvalu, he says, there's another problem. I mean, we have to understand this halacha. Abu Yashar said the problem is because it loses its freshness. It doesn't taste good. He says, maybe it's most because of its exposed. Fire and elements can fall in. Forget about snakes. But Megula is Lamdavke. It means the sakon is from a snake. But if you have something open a long time, you can have mosquitoes, dogs, whatever it is, you can have a lot of things falling in. That's the psul of Megula. Lichlo. That's one mahala. Then he brings down a second mahala, and it seems the Goyim learned like this, that there's a psul of Megula, Bizman Azem. Chazal said Megula, you're not allowed to eat, Bizman, you're not allowed to drink. The din is if you strain the wine, you're still not allowed to drink. Wine that was Megula is pogum because it was exposed to snakes, even though I found out that there's no poison in it. There's a psul of Megula, and that remains, even though we don't have snakes. It's not better as if we had put some wine to a sieve, and it's still possible. If you learn the Talmud about snakes, I mean, there's a big shail in the Tzais HaShulchan. The Tzais HaShulchan brought a raya from the Seder. The whole din of Megula is only if no one is around. If you have a person around and he's watching the wine, there's b'chal no din of Megula, if that would be the psul. He brings from Adivrei Malkiel, the Oznidbo brings from Adivrei Malkiel, but till 20 minutes is good, after 20 minutes is not so good. That's what he brings down from the Adivrei Malkiel. Let us just finish the Mishnah Berurim. Because of a Chai Odom, the Davki B'mokim Shayayin B'yoyker, the Lekopti Kula Hai B'gili Mut. The wine is very expensive. So then, ain't la hakrit calls my soy no ma taimoy. Abu Makadish al Sheikha beer is not expensive. He is so bezer. And if it's a filu as man muet, also you shouldn't use it for a kiddish. Neither the bain lo yache, ain't la hakrit, but the evid, rambe Sheikha, kemoy biyain. If you don't have any more beer, so then the sheikh is just like wine, and we can be makel by a small shear. So we have different zmanim, either 20 minutes, others are makel done less than that, and others, and Rabbi Yashim says, an hour.